name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The righteous shall live by his faith, the Lord tells us through the prophet Habakkuk. The righteous shall live by his faith, by that assurance of things hoped for, and that conviction of things not seen. The righteous shall live by his faith as God's answer to the prophet's cries. And it's probably not the answer the prophet would have liked. Habakkuk cries out from a human perspective. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not hear? Now, of course, by faith, we know that the Lord does hear whenever we call upon him. In faith, as the psalmist sings, the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call on him in truth. And again, call upon me, and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. But from a human perspective, without the assurance of things hoped for or the conviction of things not seen, how easy it is to lay in agony in the hospital or by your loved one's side in hospice and cry, will you not hear, O Lord? The prophet cries, violence, and you will not save. Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. Another place of worship shot and burned, more officers of the law attacked, people at a wedding and restaurant gunned down, political strife and the madness of men spiraling out of control. Will you not save, O Lord? Again, from a human perspective, how relatable it is. The prophet cries, why do you make me see iniquity? And why do you idly look at wrong? Families broken, degeneracy lauded. Why is it that the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer? Are you not the righteous judge over all the earth, O God? How long will you stay your hand? The righteous shall live by his faith, the Lord God answers. Increase our faith, we cry with the holy apostles. For if the Lord's salvation seems slow, wait for it, the Lord declares. It will surely come, it will not delay. Increase our faith, I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and I do your commandments. I have faith. And I pray, give me the faith to be faithful unto you in this sojourn through the valley of violence and death and iniquity. And give me the strength to walk in your righteousness all the days of my life, knowing that you hear my cries, that you are near at hand, and nothing escapes your sight. Give me the faith to walk all the days of my life so that I may say, I am an unworthy servant. I have only done what was my duty, and yet by your grace here, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master. The answer to Habakkuk's cries has come. The answer to our cries has come. The salvation of the Lord has come. It has come in Jesus Christ our Lord. The righteous shall live by his faith, and so we cry, increase our faith, so that we may not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord. The Spirit whom the Lord has poured out bountifully on us, dwells within us, and guards the good deposit of faith entrusted to us. And he is a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. He guards that good deposit of faith and is a spirit not of fear, but of power, so that we need not fear suffering for the gospel of Jesus Christ, by which God saved us and called us to a holy calling, to be his own children and to walk in his ways, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. And hear that. Your calling to be his own child, your salvation, which had been established before the very firmament of the earth, the salvation which the prophets looked forward to, has now come. He has now been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Yea, with eyes of flesh, we do not see everything in subjection to him yet. We see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus. But by faith we see him crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering and death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone, by which he has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light. It is only in the gospel of Jesus Christ that we see the only possible answer to suffering in a cosmos where love ultimately reigns. The Buddhists say to avoid suffering, you must detach from all affection. The materialists that love is just a chemical illusion. The Muslims simply have a capricious God. But in Christ we see a loving God who has answered our sin-wrought suffering by entering into it, bearing it, suffering it with us, and thus redeeming it by taking it into himself. And we see the God who answered death by his own death, conquering death, so that we might conquer with him. So follow the pattern of sound words that you have heard in faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. God has saved you in Jesus Christ our Lord, answered all suffering in him, and given you his Holy Spirit, who dwells within you to guard that good deposit of faith. He is a spirit not of fear but of power. So fan into flames that gift that has been given to you by word and sacrament, that you may not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, that you may boldly confront the power of sin, both in your own lives and rebuking your brother in sin, even if it is a sin that is lauded by the world. And the Spirit within you, he is the spirit of love and self-control, so that temptation to sin for our neighbor should not come through us. And if your brother repents, you forgive him in love, for you have received unimaginable forgiveness in Christ our Lord. The righteous shall live by his faith. And because of the one in whom that faith trusts, it is a powerful thing, even if it is as small as a grain of mustard seed. I hope for your salvation, O Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May rise for the offertory.